Sports Today on Brisbane's News Talk 4BC. Kieran Marsh with you through until 8 p.m. Well, after two rounds completed in the NRL season, we have four teams locked on 4 points apiece at the top of the table. One of those is the Newcastle Knights, who will make their way to Cbus Super Stadium on the Gold Coast on Sunday afternoon to take on the Titans. I'm pleased to say we're joined now by the Director of Football at Newcastle, Michael Hay. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening.
It's a great start to the season for your boys.
It's been really positive, and we've had to probably do it the hard way against the Warriors and the Cowboys. Had to come from behind on both occasions, and the boys showed plenty of fighting spirit, and they had to hang in at different times to get the job done. And we're really happy to be in a good position after a couple of weeks, but we know it's all in front of us again on Sunday down at the Gold Coast.
You mentioned having to peg back points in both games. Must have been incredibly pleasing, especially last weekend, to do it away from home. It's always a little easier to do when you've got that crowd riding you and pushing you and willing you on. But to do it up in Townsville, which is always a hard road trip, gives the team a lot of confidence.
Yeah, you're right. It's Townsville's never easy. It's a lot sort of further than you realise from Newcastle via Brisbane. So there's a bit of travel involved, and the conditions always a bit warmer this time of year. But in the end, the conditions actually were very mild, and we actually came out of the game in a pretty good way physically. We haven't picked up too many knocks that I can see, and we were lucky enough for Bo Scott to sort of avoid any lengthy suspension, so that was even a plus as well, and we can look forward to something like our same 17 playing again on Sunday. It's going to take us a few weeks, like every team, to just get that timing and teamwork and confidence working, but I think Rick Stone and his coaches have done a good job so far, and we've got some good young talent that are all sort of jumping out of their skin and looking forward to getting the team off to a good start.
Michael, you mentioned the non-suspension of Bo Scott. You're probably in quite a unique position off the back of Saturday night. You've worked very closely with Jonathan Thurston, your involvement in the Queensland Origin team in the last couple of years, and now, of course, you've got Bo Scott there at the Knights. What are your thoughts out of the incidents from Saturday evening?
Yeah, I mean, I know that the Cowboys were upset post-game, and I think there's always a bit of heat in the post-game stuff when you, depending on whether you're in front or whether you're behind. I've been in that situation myself plenty of times where you'd want to assess and review things a bit closer when you're behind. But we didn't think there was a whole lot in the game that we needed to be held accountable for. And thankfully, that's how the match review panel sort of assessed Bo's tackle. And I think there was maybe a late tackle that was on report. But in the end, it wasn't massively late and it wasn't high. Thankfully... And that's just part of the pressure that, the ball players get put under from time to time. And, I think that was unfortunate. But as I said, I'm pleased that Bo didn't really get loaded up with some of the comment post-game. And I think, we're really happy he's playing again this week against the Titans. And we'll need him and all their good players to be playing well again this week.
Your coach Rick Stone openly admitted after the game that to be successful against the Cowboys, you need to do everything within your power to shut down Jonathan Thurston. I don't think that's a state secret. All other of the 15 teams that play against the Cowboys would be out to do that. I spoke to Josh McGuire on the program last night, Michael, and he said as an enforcer at the Broncos, it is hard to strike that balance where you want to be aggressive, you want to be in the face of the playmakers, but you also don't want to go beyond what's necessary in terms of playing by the rules. So is it difficult for players like Bo Scott and the other enforcers in the competition to be able to toe that line?
Yeah, I think the rules now, I know Paul Green talked about the protection of our players and our good players, and I couldn't agree more with that. But I think the game and the rules and the things that were put in place in respect to high tackles, lifting tackles, dangerous tackles, I think the game is probably at its safest if you sort of review what's happened over time. And I think you're right, you need to be pretty careful with the level of contact and how you approach your footy. But, aggressive players have got to be, it is a contact sport, and you've got to put the good players under pressure with your defence. So I don't think Bo Scott knows any other way of how to play the game, and he's done that for New South Wales and he's done it for Newcastle for a couple of years now. So that's part of his makeup, and that's part of the game that a lot of fans enjoy that, to be honest.
How important was the return of Kurt Gidley in the context he went against the Cowboys on Saturday? Of course, missed the opening round, included in the game against the Cowboys, and not just does he bring his quality on the field, but he is a true leader in that group.
He is, and I think he was instrumental in the level of work that he got done when he had to shift from fullback to hooker, which is no easy feat for anybody but he's got tremendous capacity to work, and he's got he always puts the team first. And I know that he and Rick Stone and Sione had talked about that sort of job-sharing arrangement, and Sione we know is going to be a wonderful player in time, and I think he played maybe 60 minutes at fullback. He had to play fullback the week before. So I think we've got a bit of versatility there with Kurt, and I'm sure he'll be in a similar role again this weekend. And I think he was delighted to get through probably 70 or 75 minutes, and the hamstring stood up to the pressure, and he's got to manage him a bit each week as the birth certificate on some of these birth certificates are getting a bit older, mate.
Michael, you've got such exciting young outside backs. You mentioned Sione Mataiatia, you've got Dane Gagai down there, BJ Leilua started brilliantly in the first couple of weeks, and even Aku, probably not as young as he used to be, but he's maybe just starting to find that consistency which saw him go all the way to a Blues jumper. Those outside backs are doing a great job off what we should say is a great platform being laid by your forwards.
No, you're right, and I think we probably haven't quite got ourselves in great position yet in our attack, and I think that's something that we know we'll get better. And even for Kurt, it was just that first game back, so his timing was a little bit out on a couple of plays last week. But you're right, I think if we can get our team in the right part of the field and we can utilise that skill that we have, there's some pretty exciting times in front of us. And I know that Aku has been really good in pre-season. He's recovered fully from some knee surgery. He's looked probably a bit leaner than he has been. He's certainly looking very sharp and powerful when he runs the ball. And he and James McManus and Kurt have been instrumental in getting our set started. So hopefully we'll see a bit more of that in coming weeks.
What are you expecting out of the Gold Coast Titans on Sunday at Cbus Super Stadium? It was pretty ugly in Bathurst, their loss to the Panthers, but we might have seen probably just the hangover of what's been a really tumultuous couple of weeks for the club. So do you think you might even expect somewhat of an ambush? They're going to be keen to put on a good performance in front of their home fans.
No, I think you're right. And I mean, the challenge for our team is to be consistent, which is something they haven't been able to do for the last two or three years for whatever reason. Back-to-back solid performances is good, but it won't mean a lot unless you can come up with some intensity and a similar sort of performance on Sunday away from home again. We sort of knew that we're on the road for a couple of weeks. So I think Rick Stone and the coaches will be expecting a fair bit from our execution and making sure that our attitude to the game is what it should be. And you're right that the Titans are a bit of an unknown quantity, but I didn't think they were actually too bad in that first 40 minutes against Penrith. They had a couple of things go against them where they could have been within sort of striking distance. And then, I guess things got away from them a bit second half. But, I'm sure it'll be a different outfit on Sunday. They're well coached by Neil Henry, and they're going to have a point to prove back at home to try and get their fans behind them.
And Neil Henry will have a little bit more class at his disposal this week with the news this afternoon that those players who have been sitting out will be available for selection this weekend. So any time you can bring players like Dave Taylor and Greg Bird back into the setup, whether or not they are part of the final 17 on Sunday remains to be seen. But if you can bring those players back in, it is an extra challenge for your side.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, it was talked about that they may be available this week, and you've now confirmed that. So the preparation, will probably kick up a gear because they are quality players, and they'll be desperate to get out there and do well, I'm thinking, for the team. So, it won't be easy by any means. And we've still got, a bit of work to do ourselves in how we play. And, it's just week by week, and we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves at the moment.
Well, Michael, it's great to see. I mean, it's early days, but it's great to see the Knights playing exciting footy in the first part of the season. Good to see you locked in a four-way battle at the top of the table after the first 2 weeks. Best of luck for the game on Sunday against the Titans, and appreciate your time on the program.
No problem. All the best.